This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du, my brothers and sisters. I remind myself and you of one very important fact which should be clear to all of us but which we tend to forget. And that fact is, let me illustrate with an example. Example is, if you haven't watched any Western movie, then look for a movie that shows the gold prospectors, what were called the panhandlers in California and the gold rush places. So these were people who went in search of gold, and they would go to a stream and they would set up their gold panning operation, which basically was to take the sand coming out of the mountain in the stream, where they suspected there to be a gold vein, a gold reef, and they would pass that sand over sieves and then put into a pan, and in the pan they would slosh it around until they found tiny minute granules of gold which they would collect. Now think about that and say, supposing there is a panhandler, he is gold prospector, and he finds that this is back-breaking work. It takes you days and days and days, sometimes months, sometimes years. And at the end of all that, you have collected maybe a little pouch of gold dust. And he says to himself, you know, what's the point of spending so much time and energy collecting only a little bit of the gold dust? After all the stuff coming out of that mountain is from the same place. So just let me collect the sand. Let me collect all the mud that comes out. Why must I wait to find only those granules of gold? What would you say about that man? You would say you are a fool, because all that mud and all that sand has no value. Whereas the granules of gold, they have the value. So even though it takes you a lot of time and energy, it would be foolish to settle for the sand and mud instead of struggling for the gold. And this is the story of our lives. In our lives, if you take an average day of a person, we have 24 hours. Every single one of us has 24 hours. Nobody has more, nobody has less. But if you take these 24 hours, you will find that there is a lot of time, there are a lot of incidents, there are lots of distractions, there are lots of things that happen in those 24 hours, which are really of no value. They are worthless. Whereas there are specific incidents and specific interactions and specific specific things you do which have tremendous value. So like in the whole bulk that comes out of the mountain, there's a whole lot of mud. But then in that mud are some granules and some particles of gold. Now, in our life is the same story. So what we must do is what the gold prospector does, or he tries to do. He doesn't have that control, but we have the control, which is increase the number of granules of gold. The one who can collect the maximum number of granules of gold per hour is the winner. So for us, if we look at our time and say, how can I turn my time into gold? How can I turn all the interactions and all the incidents in my life and all the things that are happening to me on a daily basis, how can I turn them into gold? So they become something which are of value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah will reward me for them. How can I do that? If I can do that, my life is successful. If I cannot do that, then my life is a failure, even though I may end up with a whole lot of stuff. Like the guy who's collecting the mud, he has a lot of stuff. But that stuff has no value. And so also with us, we would have spent our whole life meeting people, talking to people, dealing with people, interactions, doing things on our own, and so on and so forth. But all of that might just be mud. So how do we convert our life and our actions into gold? It's very simple, and that's what Islam tells us. We do that by ensuring that every action of ours is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Every action is done with this clear niyyah, with this clear intention, that my action is only and only for the pleasure of Allah. I will not do this action for any other reason. If I can live my life like that, every action of mine is done only for the pleasure of Allah, then it has two major benefits. Number one is I get rewarded for it, right? Number two, because I am thinking of this, I am thinking of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, then before I do any action or before I make any speech, before I speak, I will always have this in mind to say, is this likely to please Allah or not? So it keeps me safe from sin. It keeps me safe from haram, because for everything I'm asking myself, I'm about to do this, I'm about to say this, I'm about to go here, I'm about to not go there, I'm about to buy this, I'm about to sell this. Will this please Allah? And if the answer is yes, alhamdulillah, I can do that and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah and I get rewarded. And if the answer is no, this will not please Allah, then I stop myself from it, which itself is an action of virtue. Somebody who stops himself from sin is going to be rewarded for stopping himself from sin. And if it is something in which there is a doubt and I say, well, I'm not sure, does it please Allah or does it not please Allah, then I will not do it until I clarify my doubt. So this is the benefit of having this niyyah of the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It keeps us safe. It's a shield against sin. It's a shield against the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it converts every action into gold. So Islam gives us the possibility of literally converting our 24 hours into gold. Every breath we take, every move we make, every speech we make, every action we take has the potential to become gold. The dalil for this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the people, he said, if you go to your wives, to your spouses for the fulfillment of your desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And they said, ya Rasulullah, Allah will reward us for doing something which is only for our benefit. He said, yes, because if you did that in some other way which is not legal, which is not permissible in the Sharia, will Allah not punish you? They said, yes, Allah will punish us for zina. He said, then it is fair and it is just, and Allah is just and fair, that Allah should reward you when you are doing it in the way that He has prescribed, by doing it only for His pleasure. So even for that, even for our relationship, physical relationship, intimacy with our spouses, if we are going to be rewarded, then you can imagine the whole of our lives is possible to be converted into gold. The reason why this is so important is because only this will go with us. Every single thing that we have, I want you to do this as an exercise. I want you to sit and look at every possession that you have. Look at your car, look at your house, look at your clothes, look at whatever you have. Pull down your portfolio from the internet. Look at that. Look at whatever, everything you own. Then look at your family. Look at your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings, whoever they are. Look at all of them. Look at all your friends, the dearest and nearest to you of yours. And then to say to every single one of them, you, I will leave behind. You are not going with me. You will not go with me. You will not go with me. Do this nafi, do this deletion of every single one of them. Say, you will not go with me. No matter how much I love you, you will not go with me. My brothers and sisters, we know this, but we need to keep on repeating this. We need to keep on reminding ourselves about this. We came into this world alone. We will go from this world alone. We came into this world naked. We will go from this world naked. When we came into this world, we came out of our mother's wombs naked, and then they wrapped us up in a white piece of cloth. When we are going from here, they will strip us naked and bathe us, and then they will wrap us up in a white piece of cloth. We came without any ornaments, we will go without any ornaments. We came without anything, we will go without anything. The only thing that will go with us are our deeds. There are no pockets in the coffin, there is no pocket There are no vents. There are no little hidden chambers in the coffins or the caskets. If that is where you, that is how you are buried. The grave is dug exactly to your height, to the length of your body. Your grave is not bigger than what it needs to be. Your grave will fit only you. It will not take any of your possessions. Do this while you are alive. Look at everything and say, I will leave behind this. This will be finished. This is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever is with you will perish. What is with Allah will survive and will remain. And that is the reason why the smart person is the one who takes what is with him and sends it to Allah. All we are doing is transferring our assets from this pocket to that pocket. We take our assets which are temporary, which we would have lost anyway, which we would have had to give up anyway, and give them in the path of Allah. Spend that energy, spend that time, spend that money, spend that knowledge in the path of Allah, and we convert it into something which is permanent, which stays with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever is with him becomes better, and Allah will return it to you in a much better condition, right? Whatever we spend in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return it to us in a much better condition. That is the smart way to go. We just take that mud that is coming out of the mountain and convert it into gold. If you have that process, then you do not even need to go through the whole process of sifting the mud to pick the particles of gold which are already gold. You can take the mud and convert the mud into gold, and that's it. And that's what Islam helps us to do, to convert our life into a life which is pure gold. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.